Blog Talk Radio.
Birthdays today. The first U.S. Supreme Court Justice was born today, John Jay. Also, he didn't go to law school. Like you can still do that in certain states. In fact, Tom Dodd's Tom Dodd studied law that way. And he later became a prosecutor at the Nuremberg Nazi criminal trials. The guy who had Wells Fargo, Henry Wells, was the team. And Yip's came in this one of the father's name come Alexander Yip Salami was a Greek freedom fighter. And the name, so they named the city in Yip Salami. Although today, another freedom fighter, abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison, was born today. One of the greatest writers, Gustav Madame Bovary, born today. The founder of the Vanderbilt Cup, today. A great moon to the screen, born today. And let's make the acting, which even was actually known in the British heritage. His name is Goldenberg. Great actor. And the member of the Bulls here. T. Owens was born today. And this clip was at the Olympics of Nazi Germany. He became involved in Chicago politics.
Well, no. The French team gave the Olympic salute. The thousands of Germans in the stand mistook it for the Nazi salute, and they roared their approval. The Italian team passed in review. They paid their homage to Chancellor Hitler. Japan. The American team gave the audience no chance for speculation. We were told to place our hats over our hearts. The crowd did not like it. Every nation dipped its flag to the Fuhrer as it passed the Chancellor's box. Every nation but one. The United States flag has never been dipped. The men and women of Canada. This was the supreme moment for Chancellor Hitler. The German team passed in review. 600 men and women. Members of the military. The Chancellor will now formally open the games. I proclaim open the Olympic Games of Berlin, celebrating the 11th Olympiad of the modern Olympic era. Their message to the world. An invisible signal directs them over the marathon gate and the altar that will hold the Olympic flame. Now the great moment has come. The Olympic flame arrives at the stadium.
Today. 1484, Isabella, frequently linked with the king of Brazil, Ferdinand. Isabella was the first person to apparently crown herself. Well, maybe Caligula did with his, we don't know for sure. She crowned herself Queen of Castile and Aragon, and then the marriage with Ferdinand and United Spain kicked off the Moors, where you had El Cid. And the Moors were there for 3 years. And go to our website, we have something on the Moors in Spain, Cordoba, the Lord of Priests. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCurtis. And this is interesting. Jewish community is always recognized by the Roman Catholic Pontiff. In 800, Washington, D.C. was established as the capital of the United States. Also, the forerunner of the Bank of the Federal Reserve, the Bank of the United States, went, and Andrew Jackson was always opposed to the bank, but the bank is many poor people and farmers in this time, Kennedy, Kentucky, the United States, not expanded the Pacific Coast, which they did under President Pope. Let's see. So the first black born in the South representative of black from South Carolina. Then probably the Jewish name how they award some of these people. Peter Hearst had a great war during the Spanish American War, and responsible for stirring up members of the name. And turned out the U.S., which was sent by McKinley, wasn't torpedoed or sabotaged by the Spanish, but in fact it was the coal dust. Those ships were coal burning at that time, and the dust in the coal burners apparently ignited with the ship, but also blew up the relations between the United States. And we did that ended in the words of the Roosevelt. Also, another black Jeff Grant is to harm heat to the wind tea. So every time you are off on the golf course, you use the wind tea. It's a joy to get. And hopefully, you'll need dental work. Also, Mark Anderson, the work with David Sarnoff, the wireless, but most of the mechanics, and the other thing is Cassia, when the tide struck the iceberg, the tide bag. Also, the he was taught in the Palestinian school in Turkey. So today, it's interesting, over 5 years in October 1947, in China, between the Japanese and Kai-shek's nationalists, the Japanese deliberately bombed the United States gunboat, the USS Panay. And in that movie with Steve McQueen, he played a sailor who was over there at the time. Also, that in 1946, they used detergent. It was introduced, I think, by Procter and Gamble. And then today, we had computer programs that were allowed to be copyrighted. Then this name is Jack Chilton, this book, The WWA Down in the Plains, is still expected. We don't know if it's confusion or it's whatever. The TWA hearings ended in Baltimore. Now, among the interesting things in the media, and one of the reasons that I think lists, I don't know Jones. My health was involved in his group, the Peace Church, and that Washington politicians in the media. my brother knew Jones from back east, from Indiana. And he disassociated himself and he realized Jim Jones was a fake phony. But what had happened in San Francisco, there were all these stories and reasons for this story for a couple of years. Media had not seen Jim Jones, and it believed that he may have been providing media people, bribing them with drugs, little boys and girls. He was running a fishing operation in the Mexico housing. He pointed to the position of the corrupt of discovery. George Montgomery came here because Jones engaged in massive vote fraud and stole the election from John Barber Gelato, who I knew. I was acquainted with, but he was a realtor. Now, some of us who are perceptive and who lived through all this, that if the Sandusky alleged pedophile case had occurred here in San Francisco, would these pedophile accusations and sexual assaults, would the media have publicized them? Would it have been what I call Jim Jones' hangover in the media, cover-up? This is something that's important to ask questions about, because what happens in San Francisco and in Northern California media, the only one exception that was that was an international file scandal that stretched from Thailand to Mexico to Northern California and ended up in Oakland, Chicago, Bears. But when we kept every bishop, but nuns, so there's another case of Catholic nuns in the Oakland diocese allegedly molested a young group. These are the only cases involving which involve Catholic clergy that are publicized by the media. I mean, it's absurd. But when we have cases like that, Miss Brown, $250 million judgments found levied against him in state court because of molestation of young children in his church. Not only put up the press, but they endorsed him for public office. San Francisco heard examined. This is goes on in another case, a case involving Joey Pompa, who was 16 times sexually molested by this sexual predator who killed in a fight. And he was railroaded in jail. He was out by now, about the same time as Stephen Harris. So these things get covered up by the media, the more media. These are people who are in the media to find people who lie, who stick, who admit, and they're called on it. They will not correct their errors and are up in your face about a very image. But they're kind of catching up with them. One of the major media morons who lied, Stephen Harris, U.S. Resale, he's behind the vase. This is the way we have an old code. Harris born here in the United States, a gay. Ironically, his lover is a black man, which is unusual in the community because Asians don't generally have sexual relationships with books. Unusual. Also, some charges of pain. That Japanese American territory, Kansai, Nisai, here in San Francisco, when the order came out, General Dick Clinton's order, General DeWitt, and Governor Earl Warren's order, and FDR order for the Virginians to be evacuated from the schools and into the camps like the they had to line all of them care their poor animals. Anyway, they were ordered to report the site on Van Ness Avenue here in San Francisco. And, of course, history has come full circle because that site now is owned by a major Japanese comic. So what's up on our research site? MIUSDERIDA. I'm getting more and more of the dissect so-called occupying movement. And like I discussed with her, and in fact said, you know, you're ignorant, you know what you're talking about, and he didn't even thank her, he just cut her off. He was talking about blaming Goldman Sachs, owns part of the exchange company support, and they're picking on people, ripping off people. And this is on and on. All of that on New York Occupy movement site offered these people jobs, and they're, you know, set up a apparatus for people who are employed or want their jobs to up with a resume, number one, so they could contact the jobs that are still available. But a lot of these people just want to raise very well and defecate and fornicate in the streets and in the parks, and it's just what I call it's gotten way out of control. And there are people behind Soros and Northern Canada, the Port of Vancouver, British Columbia, was also targeted. All the ports on the West Coast and Houston, which is a big port, are affecting the economy as much as possible. There's a lot of commerce, a lot of employees and contracted goods. There's got some very bad people in this industry, which you won't be under the grants probably to put some of those occupy they're being used by agitators and so you need to get that. Of course, the question should be someone Johnson time and society have been allocated to the state, to the citizens, companies, for these programs to help people who are economically exploited, who have lost jobs, can't afford housing, need aid for food stamps, jobs, training, basic jobs. This has been stalled. It's been a year old. It's been hijacked by left-wing groups and even right-wing groups. Here in California, we've closed the FDS to do a flowchart on the affordable housing rate. Have we left to do it because we discovered that the exchange groups was all because it's a national security which is our obligation to provide the information. Nobody has decided that and cannot do it. So we've been one day and have to do exposés and, of course, work on the broadcast network. We're going to be working. Hopefully that'll be running by January. And, we're, of course, we're going to end with our joking. Maybe all the Republican candidates down and propose and approve the pot nomination. Yeah, we got to have a little here. But the other interesting thing that's still around in presidential candidate gaps should be for what his father did during more when he was the head of the Motors Elevator, a very successful small business in Michigan, And he went to the company and then he made the mistake of saying he brainwashed and media jumped corporate. And if he's careful, that could be careful because I think Gaff just kind of does the best. I know one of the best could try to taunt him. And, you know, and they'll be saying to Peter's questions. And the other thing is that some people think that the new change may be the Jewish heritage. So I've heard that it's been verified. It will be interesting to find out. And with a favorite ending, Politics and Poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going
to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Take two.
Hit me with a
kick.
gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Expense!
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the plan?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impose!
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat up.
Politics and polka, politics and polka, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call of duck?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fajicinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
on our blog and book. Good. Back Wednesday.